Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, esteemed listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we aim to address your inquiries, concerns, and questions regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Our experts provide answers rooted in the teachings of the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Today, we will delve into the topic of instilling the significance of religious events, such as Muharram, in children. So stay tuned for valuable insights and guidance on this matter. Well, today in our studio, we have Professor Salman Nakavi to guide us more on the topic. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting our invitation. So, Professor, what strategies can be employed to actively involve our children in the remembrance of important religious events such as Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, how do we commemorate the sacrifice of Imam Hussein in Muharram? And how do we involve our children in this commemoration? So how do we do that? Before we understand how to do it, we need to understand what do we want to achieve, what is the goal. Basically, apart from the fact that it is the glorifying and praising of that sacrifice by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and to praise him and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and to glorify them, it is more important to learn from them and to be able to remember them by practicing what they did, or trying to practice what they did, and to continue with the mission for which they stood up against the tyrants of that era. So it is important to understand the significance of this commemoration, just as we, for example, when we are supposed to remember the sacrifice of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, when he was commanded by Allah Almighty to sacrifice his son Ismail, his very dear son, he obeyed Allah's command, and then the sacrifice was accepted. And there was a transformation of the thing that was being sacrificed in the form of a lamb. So today, in Hajj, all Muslims go to, whoever goes for Hajj, he has to carry out that sacrifice as an important ritual of Hajj.
Right.
Just for the sake of commemorating and glorifying that event. And more than that, is to learn. From that event.
Right.
So this is what we want to achieve for ourselves and of our children, and to get them involved in this learning process. It is an educational event, not just by the fact that when we go there and we sit down in front of the minbar of the pulpit and the scholar speaks about the events of Karbala, and before that he talks about and the virtues of Imam Hussein and the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet.
Right.
So this itself is a learning experience. But more than that, is that how we participate and take part in that that social gathering.
Right.
That it's something which is done in a congregation.
Right.
So there's much to learn.
Professor, we'll discuss more what is there to learn and what are the strategies involved after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are here to explore on the topic what strategies could be involved in the children upbringing when it comes to remembering the religious events like that of Muharram. So, Professor, you were saying that gathering is one of the key points wherein we have this social gathering, and if children are actively participating in this, it has a lot to learn.
Yes, so by involving our children and inspiring them and motivating them to take part in this commemoration by the preparation and the activities of the participate in those activities which in the run up to Muharram, for example, preparing the Husseiniyah, the Imam
right.
Bargah, and the Masajid for this event, and this itself is a social activity which our children can get actively involved and communicate and collaborate with others. So this itself is a learning event, and it's done in the shadow and under the umbrella of Imam Hussein. So the connection with Imam Hussein is established, and then the collective effort is also there. So this is one of the important messages that Karbala gives us, that we need to work together, even if we're small in number, but if we are together, we are in a collective form, we can achieve big results. And unfortunately, many of our children, they do participate on the sidelines or in the activities which they are much more interested in.
Right.
Maybe setting up the mokib or the sabil, or, for example, carrying out the breastbeating and other events. But the actual learning takes place as far as the educational or information about Karbala, or what we have to, the lessons which we have to learn from Karbala, that takes place beneath the pulpit. So we need to find the proper person, the orator, the speaker must be a learned person. We have to, this is a problem in our today, because you find many people who are on the pulpit, but they're not qualified to be there. So we need to take care of this fact that our children attend those majalis and those gatherings and those commemorations where the person who is speaking on the minbar, on the pulpit, he is really representing the message. He's presenting the message of Imam Hussein and Karbala in its true form,
right.
Its true and pure form. It's not just a ritualistic understanding of the event. It's more the spirit behind it, the mission behind it, the learning is taking place. Because in all the events that take place, there's a philosophy behind it. There's ethics and morals associated with it. There are practical issues that are informed by our study of the fiqh of those events. What the Imam did, for example, the sacrifice he gave, he laid down his life, and he sacrificed his near and dear ones, and his family members, the ladies of the household. They had to face a great deal of calamities after his martyrdom.
So each character has a lot to say, and there's
yes.
a lot to learn from each character. We'll explore more on the topic after a short break, so stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features.
love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Sayyid Salman Lakhavi, and we are discussing the strategies that can be used by parents and educators to instill the importance of religious events in our children, like that of Muharram. Yes, Professor, you were saying that when we take our children to the gatherings, we should be very careful.
We should inspire them, motivate them to come along with us and to attend the programs,
right,
and to participate actively, and the activities which are done on the sidelines, they should participate in that, setting up a mokib, as I said, was
right,
but also getting involved in the academic issues,
mm-hmm,
in the understanding the philosophy behind the event and that sacrifice of Muharram. Because everything that we do as even normal human beings, we're not talking about just the imam, we're talking about everything has to have a philosophy, a philosophical understanding of why we are doing something. How is doing something after, later on? It has to be understood what we want to achieve and why do we want to do that. There's a whole ideology behind it. So what
right,
Imam Hussein did had an ideology behind it. And it was based on moral and ethical principles, universal human principles. So those have to be understood. And then what he did, the practice itself, each and every of his actions that he performed before Karbala, in the run-up to Karbala, during the stay in Karbala, the day of Ashura, everything, every action he performed, each one of his utterances had a message.
Right.
And that our children should understand that message. They should understand the ideology behind it, the principles, for example, one of the basic things which he himself said, why am I setting out?
Right.
Why am I coming out to Karbala? What is the reason for that? He comprehensively, explicitly stated that.
All right.
So we need to understand what Imam Hussein said. We don't need to improvise. We can just study and discuss with our children, even at home, when we're not in the majalis and the gatherings which we go to. Even every day which has a significance, and it has there's a day for Karbala, there's a day for the birthdays of the imams and the martyrdom days. Every day we can discuss, sit down at home and discuss with our children
the importance of those
those days. So if the atmosphere and the environment in the house should be that we should always get involved in these discussions and with our children, and they should be questioning us and they should be discussing those things, and they should be inquisitive about these things. Why did Imam Hussein do this? Why did Imam Mawla Ali do that?
Right. So do you think in our majalis or in our gatherings, the problem that arises is that we don't share age-appropriate content with the children?
Yes, that is also true, because we need to understand at what level the children are at. For example, children at a smaller age, they won't be able to understand the ideology behind it, maybe.
So should there be any separate program for them?
There should be separate programs for children, especially reading out to them the stories related to Karbala. Nowadays, there are a lot of books that have been written by authors for children and talking about the personalities of Karbala. So, and there may be a lot of animations created by people who are concerned with these issues for children. So we need to find those in the internet and in the libraries and whatever, and to research ourselves about them and then bring them home to our children and make them understand and make them get involved in that. So basically, we should lead by example, and we should feel that we need to communicate with our children also,
right,
or we could take them to scholars and people who can communicate to them.
Right. So now we will keep our discussion here, and we'll discuss more in the upcoming sessions with you. And may Allah give us the insight more and more about the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and also the stories of Karbala. Thank you so much for listening. Inshallah, in the upcoming episodes, we'll explore more on the topic. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.